Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for another Castle Country Focus update with Sheriff Jeff Wood in the studios. How are you this morning, Jeff?
I'm happy to be here. I love this opportunity.
You know, I'm glad that you enjoy coming in here because, hey, every week I wake up, I'm like, yes, today the sheriff comes in.
And we solve all the world's problems off the air, of course.
We do. Of course we do. But you know what we do on air is we kind of keep everybody informed of what is going on in the community and some of the things that you guys do. Now, I mean, I think we all are familiar with Carbon County Sheriff's Search and Rescue. We all have heard of it. Not going to lie, a lot of people have probably heard of it because of the Demo Derby.
Yeah.
But you guys do some really important things.
You know, this last weekend, they were called out. We had some young folks that decided to go hiking above Helper. They chose to climb one of the highest points they could find. It was their goal. Very inexperienced, not very prepared for this type of an outing, and they went out and they climbed up to this high point. But they had to climb up a ledge that they couldn't climb back down, so they ledged themselves in. So our search and rescue was called out, and what an amazing bunch. You know, they're all volunteer. So they're not getting paid to do this. They came out and they spent most of the night. They were able to find them. They were able to rescue them with ropes in some high angle situations and were able to get them out safely and yet another problem solved. I'm proud of our search and rescue bunch.
You know what? That's definitely something to consider. If you are going out on a hike and a lot of the times you think, all right, if I can get up it, I can get down it. That's not always the case.
That's never the case. Yeah, it's you seem to always be able to climb up things that you can't climb back down. And if you're inexperienced, don't climb off the trail. Just stay on the trail and leave the experienced climbing to the experienced climbers. There are classes you can take. Carbon Rec will help you with this. They'll help you with rappelling. They'll help you with bouldering. But anything over 8 feet, if you're climbing higher than 8 feet, you really should be in a harness on a rope and be with trained professionals to help you through that.
Right. And you know what? That is one of the things that Search and Rescue is able to come and save you in a situation like that. And like you said, I mean, it took all night long for them to, I mean, what'd you say? Not till like 4 a.m. till everyone got home.
It was about 4 a.m. when everybody got home from that operation. And you know, these poor hikers they went out at 1 p.m. It was sunshiny and bright. They weren't dressed to be out all night, so they were very cold. This time of year, it's very deceptive here. I mean, what the temperatures in the valley and the temperatures on the mountain are two different worlds totally. And when the sun goes down, it changes again.
Right, and it gets cold really quick and extreme. Really cold.
Yeah, extreme. You could freeze.
Right.
You really could freeze to death if you're not careful.
Well, Sheriff, aside from that, big things, and this is another one of those, be prepared for all temperature changes. This weekend, a lot of people are going to be out there.
Shed antler season starts this weekend. I'm so excited about that. I'll be out in the field as well. But this is a good opportunity to check your ATV and your UTV. Make sure that they're ready to go for the season. Make sure that your registration's current, because I know the officers will be looking for that. Make sure that you're safe, and the leading cause of injury in UTV accidents is people not wearing their seatbelts. UTVs are made to hold you inside it. If it tips over, you should stay inside it. So wear your seatbelt.
Right. And for those that are going to be out hiking or camping or doing anything else, watch for these shed antler hunters. They're going to be everywhere.
They're going to be everywhere, I think. It's going to be like an Easter egg hunt. Well, and you know, make sure that people know where you are. Make sure that and realize you may not have cell service where you're going. So people know where you are. Make sure you come home when you're supposed to be home so your family's not worried about you. After dark, you should be home shortly thereafter if you're out shed antler hunting. And if you're lost and need help and you do have cell service, call us. Search and Rescue will come help.
Right. Well, Sheriff, a little recap of do's and don'ts. I mean, I swear I've been saying this to you for a month now, but I want spring here. And I feel like it should be here, and it's not yet. I'm still wearing sweatshirts to work in the morning. But do's and don'ts this time of year.
So this time of year, like I said earlier, it's very deceptive. Make sure you have plenty of water and food with you when you're going out into the backcountry, because you may get stuck very easily. It may not look wet, but the ground is saturated. Carbon County is saturated right now. The odds of getting stuck if you get off the road are great. Stay on the roads. Don't try to go where no one else has gone, because that seems to never work well for people, and generally you'll be stuck, and we may not be able to recover your vehicle.
Right. So search and rescue can come and, you know, get you, but your vehicle is going to stay there until you can get it.
Yeah, until you can figure out a way to get it out. And, you know, if you're climbing up stuff, just be cautious that don't climb up something that you don't think you can climb back down. And if it looks like it's going to be tricky to go up it, just don't do it.
Because right.
It's not worth it.
It is going to be tricky. If it looks tricky, it probably will be.
Yeah.
Well, Sheriff, once again, I'd like to thank you for coming into the studios and updating us all. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Spring's around the corner. You'll be out of sweatshirts soon.
You know, I'd like to hold you to that, but it feels like I have heard you say something that like that before. So we'll see, Sheriff. We'll see. That has been another Castle Country Focus interview with Sheriff Jeff Wood. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations.